KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Representative John Curtis says now that a secret vote has sealed the fate for Representative Jim Jordan and he won't become the next speaker, the process starts all over. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, Israel has released photos of the American mother and daughter hostages released by Hamas today. Judith and Natali Ranan are from Evanston, Illinois. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Scanners calling out an auto versus motorcycle accident. This is in the Murray Midvale area, 5600 South Vine Street. And delays if you're headed north. This is going from Antelope Drive in Layton up to Roy at 5600 South on northbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Balmy autumn weather expected for the entire weekend in the 70s. Then we cool off. I'm Matt Johnson.
We're up to 77. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Two American hostages have been released by Hamas and are back in Israel. They're a woman and her teenage daughter. Other Americans remain unaccounted for, and some are among the estimated 200 hostages being held by Hamas, says Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The urgent work to free every single American, to free all other hostages, continues, as does our work to secure the safe passage out of Gaza for the Americans who are trapped there.
Secretary Blinken in the war zone, California's chief executive.
While he was in Israel before he left for a trip to China, Governor Gavin Newsom went to a hospital and met with injured survivors of the attack on Israel. And he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, among other Israeli leaders. He also spent time with the family of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, a Californian being held hostage by Hamas. In a statement, the governor saying despite the horror he saw and heard, there was a profound sense of resilience in Israel.
ABC's Alex Stone with continuing coverage. The Israel-Hamas War. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Car show season is wrapping up in Utah. See, from April through like October, KSL News Radio's Brian Champagne has checked out classic, antique, and cool cars all over the state. But now he explains how car show goers are seeing rides that were never cool, getting a lot of love and money. You might have one in your garage. Listen.
That's a 1956 Chevrolet at the Culture Crash Car Show in Copperton. The 55s to 57s are the iconic American hot rods.
You take care of yourself, man.
A black 55 raced a yellow 1932 Ford in the movie American Graffiti.
You guys ready?
Both such icons that they price themselves out of reach for most of us.
I haven't been able to touch a 56 Chevy all my life.
Tyler Walton will probably stay a fan, not an owner.
You're talking six figures for a decent one.
A lot of cars are coming out now that weren't the most popular cars when we were in high school.
J.C. Hackett plays the music and hosts more than 170 car shows a year in Utah and neighboring states.
123.
Now that the big-time icons are priced out of modest car show fun,
I'm really getting a kick out of the Studebakers and some of the Oldsmobiles and that you've never seen anywhere, but they're coming out now.
The 1956 Ford Thunderbird, also seen in American Graffiti.
I just saw a vision.
Always cool. The 58 to 60s. Ungainly, but they're what's left, and younger hot rodders are hopping them up.
Cars have gotten so expensive. They're finding cars and making a cool car out of it.
While talking to automotive artist Gene Chambers at Brigham City's Peach Days car show, a Ford Pinto drove by.
They were an economy car.
So were old Volkswagens. At the September VW Classic in Riverton, they weren't economy cars anymore. The 1960s buses can now clear $300,000, and now the 70s buses are coming up.
The rising tide has kind of lifted all ships.
Eric Shea rebuilds Porsche 914s.
NARPs, they call them, not a real Porsche. And that's what it was for the longest time.
But now that the old 356s and 911s are all bought up.
We've seen four-cylinder cars go as high as $85,000, $95,000, $100,000 for really, really good example cars. And then sixes are $100,000 on up.
That's the horn of Greg Bentley's Cadillac. He wanted the more iconic 1959, but when those prices started heading for $300,000, he came to appreciate the upper and lower tail fins on his 1961.
The 61 and 62 are kind of a hidden gem because the price hasn't skyrocketed yet.
There's been a surprising rise in stuff that was just considered utilitarian.
Andy Kawahara paints custom high-dollar jobs. Lately, he's painting cars from the 80s the mainstream used to consider foolish investments.
If you like it, like, don't let anybody dissuade you.
Champagne.
If it's cool, it's cool.
KSL News Radio.
Makes me wish I kept my 71 Pinto.